Welcome to Behind the Bite, where we delve deep into the real life struggles and triumphs surrounding food, body, and weight. I'm Dr. Christina Castanini, a psychologist and certified eating disorder specialist, bringing you a unique blend of personal experience as a recovered individual with over 25 years of professional expertise. In each episode, we'll share the courageous journeys of individuals who have faced these challenges firsthand, alongside insights from dedicated professionals in the field. Whether you're seeking healing, inspiration, or simply a deeper understanding, this podcast is here to empower you on your own path to a better life. Join us as we explore stories of resilience, discuss the latest insights, and strive to foster a community of support and growth. Together, we can break down barriers, challenge stigma, and pave the way towards healing and living authentically. Well, hello, everyone. It is so great to be back. The month of June, you know what? I may not have had any new shows out there to listen to, but I can totally assure you that behind the scenes, there was a lot going on with the podcast. I have a lot of new and exciting changes. Some of you I'm going to share with you right now, and some are coming soon. I'm going to be announcing those on the podcast and on my social media soon, so stay tuned. So for one, I am now part of an all new podcast network, the LA Tribune Podcast Network, and I'm so proud to be part of this amazing team of podcasters. So to check out all of the amazing shows and learn more about all of us and the many, many events coming up, please check us out at the LA Tribune Podcast Network. And for another change, I will be bringing back more solo shows, including those that answer your personal questions. I absolutely love nothing more than hearing directly from all of you. So if you DM me on Instagram or Facebook at Behind the Bite Podcast, or go to my website at behindthebitepodcast.com and click on the Speak Pipe link that pops up at the website, you can personally ask me any questions. I really do read all of your messages. So if you have a burning question, send it on over. Because after all, this show really is for you, and I want to know what your questions are and what you need. So all that being said, I really want to get into today's show. I honestly can't imagine that there's anyone out there listening who's not heard about meditation. Let's assume that. So given that, I do believe that people listening here have a variety of experience with meditation, ranging from probably absolutely having never done it before to probably doing it as a daily practice. I certainly know I've heard all sorts of things about meditation over the years from people saying things like, hey, I'm no good at it, to I would absolutely love to do it more, but I don't find the time to do it. Or, hey, meditation has completely changed my life. So here with me today is someone who has created something quite remarkable. It's a new app, and it's something that in the time since she and I have recorded the show, up until now, I've actually had the fortunate opportunity to use this app and to be able to tell you firsthand, it's amazing. So if you're someone who struggles with mental or physical health issues and wants to learn how to heal yourself naturally, then you do not want to miss today's show, because here to tell you more about all of this is the co-founder and CEO of this app, Undo, Kate Zoltan. And with over 25 years of experience in meditation, she has gained profound insights into the human body and deep healing from trauma. I'm really excited to bring her on. Kate, welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, Christina.
Okay, so for people that don't know you, I've said a little bit about you in the intro, but I always like to know more about you as the person. Can you tell us a little bit about your background, maybe your journey to how you got to the place you are in your career and in your life right now?
Yeah, so I was a chef actually for 25 years, a professional chef. I was classically trained, and so I've worked in high-end kitchens and hotels and restaurants, and that was a very stressful environment. And I eventually, I got to a point where I was burnt out and not feeling very good inside mentally. And I was looking for solutions to why I wasn't feeling amazing or feeling like I thought that I should have been feeling. So I started seeking help, but I was seeing a lot of therapists and trying new age sort of therapies as well, like Reiki and massage and retreats and things like that. And then a friend or trying learning meditation as well. And nothing really resonated with me, and nothing was really getting to the root of the problem and the root of the feeling that I just wasn't quite right. Is a broad term I would use for it. Obviously, it's pretty messy inside when you're feeling when you're not feeling great mentally. Mm-hmm. So a friend suggested I go on a particular meditation retreat that was in the area I was living. And it turned out it was this natural meditation, and it really strongly resonated with me. And I've actually used the meditation for the last 27 years, and I've healed myself mentally and physically as well, because it's a reconnection of the body and the mind. So from that respect, you actually heal physically and mentally. We treat mental and physical health as one. And then during that process of healing, I realized that this information that Matthew, who was the guy running the retreat, who is now my husband. So there was a bit of a story back. There's a backstory to all of that, but that will take a long time to go into all of that. Yeah, the information that he was teaching, I'm thinking, wow, imagine if you'd have come out of high school with that type of information, that level of understanding of the fundamental basics of how we operate and how we, the nature of thought and understanding your thoughts and self-healing and just really giving the power back to yourself in terms of your health, like at the essential level, and also how to navigate your life and how to make decisions and understanding beliefs and judgments and ideas and reactions and all of these things that was just, it's just fundamental understanding that I think that everybody should have. So consequently, that's why I ended up suggesting that we build an app or turn it into an app so that we could reach a broader audience and allow the people who really would like this information and deep understanding for themselves, and therefore give the power back to the people in terms of healing and health and understanding themselves both physically and mentally and reconnecting and living a fulfilling life. So that's my backstory, and that's why I have built the app. Yeah.
Okay. So this retreat was 20 something some odd years ago.
Yeah, it was when I was 27 years old. So I'm 54 now. So yeah, 27 years ago.
Okay. And yeah. I'm just listening curious. Like, it sounds obviously like life-changing in so many respects, right? How long was this retreat?
Well, the first one I did was, actually it was 14 days, the first retreat that I did. And yeah, so Matthew and I were running retreats for many years, and we run retreats for anywhere between minimum 7 days up to 21 days, and they're fully silent retreats. And so it's, yeah, they're quite intense, but they're just completely life-changing. You do walk in one person and then walk out 14 days later a completely different person, because because of this particular type of meditation, it's very deep and it's very healing. So the healing that you do, it completes, and you walk out a completely resolved person of not everything. You can't obviously resolve your whole life in one retreat, but you've made a big dent in your the tensions and traumas and harms and hurts that you've lived through in your life. So yeah, they're very powerful.
Okay. So you walked in, and you said it's a silent retreat. So did you talk the entire 14 days yourself?
No, they're totally silent.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the first night they'll tell you how there's a routine. Mm-hmm. They're very much, I don't know if you've heard of Vipassana retreats. So they're very much structured in the way that a Vipassana retreat runs. Mm-hmm. And like all your food is prepared, and you sit in the same cushion and you eat at the same space, and you look after your own dishes. So when you finish your meal, you wash your own dishes. And then there's bells that ring that let you know when you need to go back to the meditation room, and there's a bell that wakes you up in the morning, and then you have breaks during the day where you can go for a walk or have a shower or a little sleep, or there's lots of little things that you can do, but you just do it really quietly and really slowly because you slow right down as well. You end up walking at a pace like a snail. It's so slow. And so because you're trying to get your thoughts in coordination, I guess, with the movement or the speed at which you're moving. So the slower you move, the slower your thoughts come down in your body. And therefore, you're able to catch those thoughts that you would not normally notice when you're busy and walking quickly and distracted by other things. So it's an amazing experience. It's one of the most amazing recoveries that you can have. Like you can go on a holiday and you get a certain level of recovery, but when you sit on a meditation retreat, there's just this recovery that you get that you just cannot get from a holiday because it's sort of a detox of your mind, really. You're just allowing your system and your whole body to just fully relax. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to do anything apart from get up and turn up on that meditation cushion. There are interactions throughout the day, so you're allowed to talk during the interactions. That's an open discussion and they're very deep topics that we talk about. But apart from that, your eyes down, don't look at anybody and no conversation at all. And it is an amazing relief, actually, just for your whole system. The first day, it's feels a little bit strange. But after that, you actually feel really relieved that you don't have to keep saying hi to everybody as they walk past, and there's a big relief in that. So yeah, very interesting process.
So interesting as you're talking and listening to you saying you've run retreats over the years, and wondering for people listening, wondering if there's anybody who maybe the retreat is not a good option for, maybe somebody who has like an intense amount of trauma or like maybe a severe mental illness or something, like maybe these retreats are not the best option for them. Or have you found that they're really just for everybody? They really do help everybody just reset and come out with some positive benefits.
Yeah. So really we do screen quite heavily for the retreats for that very particular reason that you've mentioned. Yeah, it's not for everybody. Definitely isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. You need to have, I guess, a certain interest in yourself that you want to really discover deeply what is causing you either mental health issues or pain issues. We tend to get the people who are at the end of the line, so they've tried a lot of other things. And then they come to us at the end, and so they're just sick and tired of feeling the way that they're feeling, and they can't get answers from other therapists or other professions that are offering solutions for them. Yeah, that's when they tend to end up with us. If people come to us and they want to do a retreat, we do a psychological screening. And if they're not ready, then we just work with them either on a shorter meditation day or sessions with Matthew, or there's a few other things in it. They can start using the meditation app, which is actually very deep. And this prepares them for retreats if they want to do them, still want to do them in the future. So, yeah, it's a fairly deep, I would say it's a very deep therapy, but that's not to be a concern, because it sometimes takes that deepness to get to the real root of the cause. Yeah. Okay. But there's a lot of support during the retreats as well. It's not like the traditional meditations where they sit you in the room and give you a little bit of education. When things are getting difficult in your meditation, then there is support in the group that you can get to keep yourself moving rather than getting stuck in a certain place, because it's very easy to get stuck in reactions, simple, small reactions in the way that you're thinking about something. And unless that locks, then it just makes the meditation more difficult. But it's easy enough to unlock those reactions with the understanding that we've got. Yeah.
Can you give an example if somebody's thinking, what does it look like when you get stuck in a reaction? What are some examples of that, or one example?
So I guess an example would be like self-hate thinking, or actually with probably a better one with meditation is that you're not doing it properly. So you're sitting there thinking and wondering, am I doing this properly? Am I doing this properly? And then from that, because you're wondering whether you're doing it properly or not, then you start giving yourself a hard time and judging yourself and thinking that you're not good enough, and all of these stories, anything aside from an actual feeling in your body is a reaction. So if any story that you're going into is a reaction to the actual feeling in your body, this actual meditation is based in feelings and based in your body. So we anchor ourselves in the body, and then the feelings that we feel are the sensations that arise from the body. That's just what you do. So you're literally just sitting still and waiting for any feelings and sensations to arise in your body and just feeling those feelings. There's no more to it. So you actually can't really do it wrong. There's no goal. So because there's no goal, then I'm just sitting here as still as I possibly can, and that's all it is. So there's nothing more than that. Then when the feelings arise, you just simply feel them. So in that regard, any reaction that kind of comes from that or any thought process that comes from that shouldn't really be associated with the feeling, I would say, just because they're simply tensions in your body that you're feeling. And as you feel those tensions, then they release. So it's a very relaxing type of meditation, at the same time, very deeply healing. So I'm not sure if that answers your question. Did that answer your question?
No, it doesn't. It was interesting when you were saying that, because so often I hear people say that to me. They're like, no, I can't. I don't know how to meditate. I'm so bad at it. I'm not good at it. Or I tried and I couldn't do it, so I stopped. I hear that more often than not. And so people just know, I'm not good at it. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, we actually, with this particular meditation as well, we do get a lot of people come to us from the traditional and religious type of meditations for that very reason, because they have tried the meditation but what happens is they get to a point where they're struggling with the meditation. And then once they start struggling, this reaction comes in. Oh, I must be doing it wrong. I can't sit still, or I've got too much pain, or I've got this, or I've got that. But it's actually not the person who's doing anything wrong. It's the technique and it's the way they've been taught that is wrong. Because if you get the correct teaching and you get if you have the understanding of what's going on when the pain is coming up in your system or your urge to move, if you have the understanding behind all of this, then you're not struggling anymore. So if you're not struggling, then you're able to sit still, and you can sit still for a lot longer. Yeah, we do get a lot of people coming to us who have got to that struggling point. And the other thing that tends to happen with the traditional types of meditation as well is people get to a point where they hit a plateau. So again, it's not the technique. It's not the person that's doing anything wrong. It's the technique and the approach to the meditation that is wrong, because with traditional and technique-based meditations, which are all thought-based meditations, you actually can't go deep, because thought is not deep. Thought is superficial, and that's not a judgment of thought. That's just the reality of thought. You can't go deep with thought. So with this meditation, it's like a vertical deepness that you get, because it's purely coming from the body. It's a true inside-out approach rather than all of the others are like an outside in approach to meditation. Yeah. So it's quite interesting in that regard.
So I'm curious, for you, before you went on this first retreat, did you have a concept of meditation that was completely different than what you understand it to be now?
Yeah, I didn't actually know what meditation was before I started this particular meditation. Yeah, I'd actually tried meditation a couple of times. I'd been to like a Buddhist free session that they run at your local, a local hall or something, wherever they can hire a venue. And I had actually tried it and I didn't really understand it. Just didn't sit with me and people having all these experiences. And oh, I saw purple lights and oh, I feel so relaxed. And I was sitting there with doing what they were telling me to do and just going, I didn't feel anything. I don't really get this. I don't know what I'm meant to be doing. And that had piqued my interest when I was mid-20s. And I also had read some of the Buddhist meditation books and I couldn't really understand what it was that they were talking about. I could understand it on a superficial level, but then there was all these contradictions and things. So I knew that I was interested in meditation, but I didn't really know what it was and what it could do and what the benefits were. And I didn't realize it was for healing. I just thought it was for understanding yourself. And yeah, it was sort of, it was quite a confusion for me up until the point that I found Matthew and this natural meditation. It wasn't coined natural meditation, by the way, back then. He just called it meditation. Yeah.
So let's get to the healing part of this. People do have all sorts of ideas about meditation. I'm sure people listening are still, what is the purpose? What does it do for you? Because people think it's to relax you, to clear your mind. I mean, all sorts of things, but you brought up the word healing. And so what does that mean exactly for you? Or what is it the purpose for you, the meditation that you and Matthew teach on the retreats?
Yeah, so the purpose, I guess, or my understanding of healing or my definition of healing is quite broad. I would say that for me, healing is understanding yourself to a point that it releases the tensions that are in your body. From my understanding, from sitting on so many retreats and going so deep and understanding the nature of my thoughts, tensions are held in your, or actually harm is held in your body as a tension. And if you can relax that tension or release that tension as a feeling and within the, as a sensation from your body without any judgment, then that feeling is able to heal, because we as humans are built to run optimally. We're built to heal, basically. You cut yourself with a knife and the first thing your body is doing is healing that cut. So it's the same with mental health. If you're the reason that our mental health is the way it is now is because people aren't understanding that there is a way to heal your mental health through the physical aspect of the body. Mm-hmm. As I said, all harm or all trauma, any mental health issues are all related or all come back to a physical sensation in your body. If you can access that feeling or just feel those feelings, you don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to chase those feelings. They will arise if you sit quietly and allow your system to heal. Currently, the state of the human race is that we're all in reaction to, or most of us are in reaction to, the feelings and sensations in our body. And by distracting and avoiding those feelings rather than feeling those feelings, the reaction to them keeps the tension it keeps the tension in that area that has been harmed. So if you have a, have you, if you've had a car crash or if you've had a violent childhood, you shy away from certain things, and that shying away is that tension being held in your body, in different parts of your body. And if you're able to unlock those tensions and feel them as they are feelings, they need to be felt, then your system can relax and recover from those feelings. And then they literally dissipate from your system. And that is the end of that healing, or the end of that feeling. And that's how you recover, and you actually recover from them completely. So it's a very interesting process. It's upside down from what we're traditionally told, and it's completely upside down or counteractive or counterproductive to what we're taught as children, or all the way through life. We're told to not feel our feelings, to shy away from pain, to not understand yourself. You can't think, you don't want to know deeply what you're thinking about inside of yourself, and parts that you don't like about yourself, just suppress them and shove them down, and but continue to this pressure that we're also meant to live in this world, or live our lives holding and containing all of this stuff and never letting it out. It's virtually impossible. And as we're seeing the results of that now in the world, as you well know. So, yeah, this is an approach that allows you to get connected with yourself, and therefore connected with others, and also resolve these feelings, or they are literally tensions. So, and it's completely normal. It's to be expected. If you've had a violent upbringing, then it's going to have an effect on your life. So this is a tool that allows you to resolve those feelings, resolve those tensions. And once those feelings are resolved, your body relaxes, and that your body lets go, can let go of all those tensions, and then you move on. So it sounds like a simple process, but it can get quite complex because of, as we were talking about reactions earlier, the confusions and addition of thought that we add to these tensions, it can become very complex. So people need the deep understanding and the fundamental understandings of the nature of your thoughts and the body-mind connection, how it's all connected. People need this understanding to unlock all of those tensions so that they can heal. Yeah. So that was quite a big answer to your question. I hope that was okay.
Yeah, no. So I'm just trying to imagine people listening and think, what's the difference between that and like really intense deep therapy where people like try to understand their thoughts and their feelings and how their traumas have affected them and how they function and feel today? Like, how is that different from, I guess, taking on therapy? Or why would is that something they do in tandem with therapy? Or is this, in your opinion, more effective than therapy? Because I know you had the experience of you tried a bunch of things and then this retreat was really life altering. So I'm just curious, like, your thoughts on that.
Yes, I mean, therapy can help definitely. And I'm not saying, I'm not blanketing anything and saying nothing works. I think everybody needs to find whatever resonates with them and whatever works for them. I would say the main difference really would be that therapy is a lot of analytical, and it's really only about the thought process. It's not. It tends to be, and I'm obviously generalizing here. Whereas this approach to yourself includes the body and includes the physical. Actually, the physical is what we always come back to. So it's more about the physical, and it's also directly related to whatever is going on in the individual. It's, as I said before, it's an inside out approach. So it's a very deep understanding of yourself, and it's absolutely, I guess, tailored isn't the right word, but it's because it comes from you. It's all about you. So there's no method, and there's nothing that you're adding to yourself. In fact, if anything, you are undoing everything that is inside of yourself. So beliefs, ideas, social attitudes, all behaviors, all of this is a part of us that can be released and undone, because we're just animals at the core. We're just an organism, or we're just human beings. We're just this live part of nature. We're all totally connected to nature. So if we can get back to that understanding of that's all, we are just this organism, that chemical, and we've got all the glands and the endocrine system. It's a very complex organism or machine, if you like. But if we can just get right back to that and remove anything that is limiting us in terms of ideas and thoughts and concepts and behaviors, then really we're just a body that is speaking. So it sounds probably a little bit hard to comprehend. You probably sound like a crazy woman now.
No. <It's> funny.
But yeah, it just brings everything right back to fundamental basics. And that is so freeing. That is such a freeing way to live. And also it gives you your power back in terms of being able to see and understand the world and connect with the world, because you're always connected with people. You're always connected to yourself. So you're way more empathetic. You're so much more understanding. There's so many benefits of living this way that, yeah, it's just a very fulfilling way to live when you remove all of the, I guess, charade or facade or social conditionings that we apparently need to live with. Yeah, it's just a very natural way to live and a very healthy way to live, and the way that the body actually wants to live without all these encumbrances, if you like.
It sounds refreshing. As you're talking, like, the back of my head's going, oh my gosh, like, we could get rid of all these toxic, because this isn't focus on eating disorders and body image, and I constantly am talking about like the toxic diet culture messages, and I'm thinking, gosh, if we could have people just stop buying into all the toxic diet culture messages and believing in them, because they're just fabricated. They're not true. They're just false belief systems. Like, how freeing would that be if people didn't believe like they had to be thin to have value and worth and be attractive? And oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I was listening to your podcasts actually last night preparing for this today, and just noticing inside of myself, like, I'm carrying a little bit of extra weight because I've been through little bit of a fairly stressful period the last year, and so I can't just be comfortable with that. So I've been seriously conditioned as well. So yeah, what you were talking about, was it really resonated with me, and I will be starting to look at the way I'm thinking about myself and the body image. And yeah, listening to you has really shown me the conditioning that's gone into me that I've just haven't really even noticed. I'm exactly the same as you and the rest of the world, just gone along with it. So very enlightening. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, this is part of the reason I bring it up, is because I don't know how often we challenge these things, these beliefs we have, and go, wait a minute, is that actually even true? Or am I blindly just buying into these things? And how true is that? Or is, like, what if I was born on an island by myself and then just came to the mainland here where you're at and heard these things, would I actually believe them too? Or would I be like, wait, why do you think that? Would I think it's just this foreign belief? Because these things aren't ingrained in us when we're born. They're told to us, right? We hear them over and over again, and then we just believe they're true, but they're not.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of those things. And even language, as a child, you can't talk. And if somebody didn't teach you to talk, would we even be talking? Like, words and language, all of that. And the other one is the mind, like the whole concept that we have this mind or this entity that is apparently separate to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really? When we die, where does it go? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody can prove it. And if we're not alive, that thought, all of those thoughts, they're not there anymore, are they? So so you can go pretty deep on asking that question of, yeah, what is this true? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go very deep into questioning beliefs and ideas that have just been passed down through generations after generations, or spoken about as though they're real and as though they're correct and in existence. So yes, very. I think it's a healthy questioning that is not encouraged at the moment. This critical thought and critical thinking and questioning things, and not just going along with everything that's thrown at us and accepting that's how it is and that's how it always will be. It's a healthy way for us to develop a sense of ourselves that is not really encouraged. Yeah. So I would say question as hard as you like. It's healthy. It's how we should be. It's actually a good way to have very good, very interesting conversations as well. Question your friends on things that you wouldn't normally question. Yeah.
I mean, and I do want to get to this app because it sounds fascinating to me. And I'm wondering how you went from the retreats to like the concept and idea of forming this app and creating it. And then I want to get into what is it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So the app is built actually, it's Matthew's life work. Mm-hmm. And what he noticed over the years of working with so many thousands of people and running so many retreats, he noticed there was 13 intrinsic, I think it was 12 or 13. There's actually 14 chapters in the app, but there was these, I think, 12 specific aspects that were missing in people's understanding of life in general. So it covers topics like beliefs and understanding beliefs and ideas, exactly what they are, judgment, the significance of illness and significance of pain, stop harming yourself, reactions. So all of these things, unless you understand a little bit about them, then you get caught in, I guess, the tricks of your mind and the tricks of society as at large. So this is what's contained in the app. And so it's very interesting. It's a whole process that people go through. There's a flow. It's a course. It's almost like a course or a very deep audiobook. So you start at chapter one and you end up at chapter 14. And what we encourage people to do is not necessarily try to take in the information as they normally would from an intellectual or academic kind of standpoint. We prefer if people just listen to it, they understand bits of it, they may not understand other parts of it because it's so foreign to them. They haven't heard this concept before. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of questions and there's challenges and all sorts of feelings come up or get stirred up in your system. But we do just encourage people to just keep going, keep feeling the feelings, and then experience the wholeness of the app. It's a real experience that actually, if you allow it, if you give your system the chance and your body a chance to take it in, it resonates very deeply. And you don't actually have to do anything because the information changes you rather than you changing something in yourself. So it's a very experiential app, and it's very cutting edge actually. And the results that we're getting from it have been quite amazing. So we get a lot of feedback from our customers telling us that they feel like they've landed and we've put all the pieces of the puzzle together for them, because people are out there, they're all seeking things, they're all seeking answers to these questions on life, and they've looked at one thing and then they've come across another thing, and you pick up little bits of information over the years of when you trying to find answers. And then when they come and listen to this particular information, there's a few pieces of the puzzle that are missing, and these pieces of the puzzle just get put into place and they're like, ah, oh, that's what that now this makes sense to me. So it's very, in that way, the same as what you were talking before, it's very relieving to hear this information because it makes you feel understood and it makes you realize that whatever is wrong with you or whatever you think is wrong with you is actually normal, and it's not, there's not actually anything wrong with you. You've just misunderstood yourself. So in that regard, it's very freeing.
So let's say I were to get the app, and what is the experience like? You log on, and then is it something where you put on like earphones and just sit back and listen? Or is there some kind of engagement where people have to do something? Like, what is the experience like for people?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different ways you can use it. You can use it just for the guided meditations if you want to. So we have short guided meditations and up to 60 minutes guided meditations. We're putting some new ones in. We'll go up to 90 minutes in the next couple of months when we put the new content in. Or you can just, yeah, literally just start at the first chapter and press play, and it will autoplay all the way through. And in each chapter, there's different components. So there's like a what we call a primer, which is the introduction. There's questions. So there's questions to stimulate critical thought. And so there's an educational component. And then there's also active, what we call active meditations, which are meditations that you listen to. And then you go into your life and apply what you've learned from that meditation into your life so that you can understand yourself and understand your life. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the deep meditations. And then we've got another section called Go Deeper as well. And that is just a deeper version of the primer or the introductory topic, mm-hmm. part of the topic. Like in reactions, there's a primer, there's an active meditation, deep meditation, there's Go Deeper section, and then there's like a recap of that whole chapter on that particular topic. So it's very comprehensive. It's really thorough. We've tried to cover all bases. And then there's also a section on the body mind. So you can look up, say, a sore shoulder or a sore elbow or foot, or you might have depression or anxiety. And there's information like it's generic, but it's more direct information related to anybody, because it's the information is the understanding of how we work, how we function as a human. So it relates to everybody. So you can look up a sore shoulder and read the information on that. And then we also have particular body part meditations for shoulder. So if you had an injury and you're laying up in bed and you've got a sore knee, then you can do a body part meditation specifically on knees, and that will just stimulate and help you start questioning and understanding what the mental process or the thought process or behavior is related to that particular pain in your body. So that's how we connect the body and the mind and bring everything back to this body-mind connection and treat the mental and physical as one. So there's that aspect as well. And then we've got talks and blogs and, yeah, there's so much in there, really. It's very comprehensive.
Sounds like it was a lot to put together, like very.
It was a big job. Yes. Yeah. It definitely was.
Okay. Awesome. People are interested. Can people try it out before they decide they want to fully commit to it? Or how are you getting people to try it and then like get started on it?
Yes. So normally we have a 7-day free trial, but we offer your guests a good deal today whenever they listen to the podcast, where we can offer a promo code. So I'll set up a promo code for your particular listeners, which will be TB2024, and that will give them an extra month. So what we offer is a 1 month free on an annual subscription. So that means that the first month is free, and then they can choose to subscribe or not for an annual subscription. So that's available for that. But normally there's a 7-day free trial, and they can apply the 7-day, you'll use the 7-day free trial on a monthly or an annual subscription.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Guys, try that out. That's great. What a treat.
Yeah, it's a really good way to get to know the app and see if you like it and see if it resonates with you. It's just not for everybody, but yeah, a lot of people are getting a lot of help with it, and it's very freeing in terms of your ability to reconnect, but also it gives you the power back to you for self-healing and being able to self-heal and recover. And that doesn't mean you have to have deep trauma or serious problems. It for day-to-day recovery, it's very helpful for that. And if you can recover at the end of each day, then you wake up the next morning and you're fresh and you can get back into life without what happened in the previous day. So from that, in that regard, it sort of allows you to just live life a lot more simply and easily, and you're not so fatigued and you start dealing with stuff on a day-to-day basis rather than leaving it until you completely destroyed and you don't know what's going on. So from in that regard, it's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's listening be like, yeah, I don't want to feel, I'd like to stay fatigued if I'm feeling tired.
Yeah. And it takes so much energy too. It's all the disturbance and distress in your system that you don't know how to deal with that is actually taking all the energy and making you tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we forget we're energetic beings.
Yeah, we are.
You know, it's true. I'm all for the psychological part of things, but we are also like physical beings, right? So there's that mind-body connection, like you said.
Right? Yes, we wouldn't be sitting here today if we weren't physical beings.
Yeah, I love that you have that emphasis on the mind-body connection, because I think a lot of people just focus on one and forget the other, or just, I love that you have the focus on both, because we are both, right?
They impact each other. Well, exactly. Yeah. They're very intricately connected. And when we understand that, life gets really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you can rely on your body. Your body's solid. It's not changeable like your thoughts. You can think anything. Whereas your body's solid, and it really gives you a solid sense of yourself when you can ground yourself in your body. And then life isn't a problem. Then you don't react anywhere near as much, and people can't influence you, and you don't get thrown around. So your stability is phenomenal when you can really ground yourself in your body. It's huge. People don't understand that how we're buffeted around and thrown around day to day. You interact with somebody and have a bad conversation with them, or an argument that just throws you for the rest of the day. If you can't recover from that, then the effect of that follows you to the next day and the day after and the day after, until you can comprehend what exactly went on in that interaction and why it affected you so much. If you can do, the faster you can do that, the faster you can move on. So that's why I meditate, because life is intense nowadays. My God, it is crazy. I need to be able to know what's in front of me and how to bat off influence. And then even if I aren't fast enough to bat the influence off, or at least later afterwards, I can go back and figure out what went on in that interaction and understand whether it was something in me or something in the other person, or we're lied to a lot of the time, day in and day out. I want to know what's coming at me. So I can't do that if I haven't got a clear state of mind or a clear enough body and sense of myself. I can't do that if I don't have that. So that's the reason I meditate.
Yeah, I think people have all sorts of reasons why they meditate, but I love the word that you use, grounded, right? Just having that solid kind of foundational state where you just feel more, like you said, solid.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone listening, you try out the app, encourage you, see if it's something that's helpful, useful. You have a whole free month to see if it is something. I'm always encouraging self-care and finding, people always say to me, I don't know what can help me, like, with self-care, what's my thing? So here's another wonderful option to try for free. I really appreciate that you're offering that. That's fantastic. And obviously it's something that's been very useful and beneficial to your life. And I appreciate you explaining it and coming on here and sharing it. Just curious, as we come to a close, do you have any last final words for anybody? And then I'm going to ask you, of course, like how people can find you and your social media. But I'm just wondering if there's any last final words you want to share with the audience before you leave.
Yeah, I think I really just wanted people to understand that there is a way to recover what you think that you are or what you know you are. I would say there is a way to recover that. And I mean, this may not be for everybody, this approach, but I really built the app because I wanted people to give the power back to the people so that you could recover and understand that the body is a simple thing. We are simple creatures. We've been overwhelmed by ideas and conditions and pressures from society and people around us. Mm-hmm. And if you can remove that or understand that is not who you are, this is just all additions to who you are. So I really just wanted people to understand that there is a way to recover yourself. There is a way to recover daily. There is a way to recover from harm and trauma and pain. And by recovering that, you have such an amazing sense of fulfillment within yourself, but you also enable empathy and connection and improve your relationships, your focus returns. There is a way to escape feeling the trap of life. And for me, this meditation has helped me with that. And yeah, I wanted to share that with others. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And like I said, how can people find the app, find you, learn more about this? Where are you at on social media and on the web?
Yeah, so the app is on YouTube, Instagram. We're on Facebook, but we don't do Facebook so much anymore. But LinkedIn, people can find me on LinkedIn. There's a undo page as well. I'm happy to connect with anyone on LinkedIn because I really quite enjoy that. And then there's also a website, undoapp.com, and you can download the app from, or you can look up the app stores, just search for Undo Natural Meditation, and it should come up in your app store as well.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much. And I will have all of that in the show notes too. Don't worry if you didn't get that down.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Kate, so very much. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Christine. It was really nice.
Thank you so much for listening today. Behind the Bite podcast is created by me, Dr. Christina Castanini, as part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network and produced by the Tweaky Tales. I love hearing from my listeners. So if you like the show, please like, rate, and subscribe to it on whatever platform you're on. And for anyone who wants to understand their relationship with food better, or who might be wondering if they have an eating disorder, I have a free 9-week e-course at my website. Just go to www.behindthebitepodcast.com to get your free e-course today. Please note, this podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither host, the publisher, or the guests are rendering legal, clinical, or other professional information. If you want or need a professional, you should find one to work with who can address your individual needs and situation. Thank you.